Say if you were a hotel in Chicago and you wanted to go to the airport, what kind of vehicle might you go in?
Well, a taxi or use the the airport bus that goes that makes regular deliveries
mm-hmm.
from downtown to the airport itself.
I guess there's no form of public transportation in Crowley.
No, no.
Okay.
None whatsoever.
Would you ever call that kind of transportation that we were talking about, catching a limousine to the airport?
No, not that. Not the bus. I would think of a limousine. Special services given by maybe a particular hotel
mm-hmm.
for its on customers.
Yeah. Does a limousine have any other meaning for you besides that sort of service?
Well, yeah, it's a very expensive, huge car that's owned by wealthy people.
Okay. And another form of public transportation besides taxi in a large city might be a...
Regular bus,
yeah.
Subways,
that
sort of thing.
Okay. What do you call the part of the car that houses the controls, you know, the gauges, the speedometer, and all that?
Panel.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Dashboard.
All right. What about the area over to the right, you open, you can put...
Glove compartment.
Yeah, okay. And the part of the car that you keep your spare tire, that's the...
Trunk.
Yeah. And what about the thing that you press down on to make your car go faster?
Accelerate.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the thing that you manipulate to change the gears?
Shift.
Does it make any difference? What were you going to say?
Just gear shift.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Does it make any difference what you would call it if it's a standard shift or automatic?
No, not to me.
Okay, what about if it's not located on the... steering mechanism, but it's on the floor.
It's still called a shift.
Still a shift. Okay. And these things that are sometimes located close to an intersection, they're raised places in the road that force you to slow your car down, either what
other... speed breakers.
Yeah, okay. And this is a very difficult one. What do you call this thing?
What, a rubber band?
Okay. And if I have several papers that I want to keep together, a little metal thing that I might use.
Paperclip?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you've heard of?
Stapler.
Okay. I was thinking of paperclip specifically. Have you ever heard another name for that?
Just clips.
Clips.
Paperclips, clips.
You ever hear people call them gym clips?
Oh, yeah. But I wouldn't use the term. I've heard it, but I wouldn't use it.
Yeah. Okay. Again, talking about vehicles, do you have any names for the vehicles that the fire department uses, different kinds?
Fire trucks, fire engines, fire department ambulances.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about if the fire chief drove to the fire himself, what would he probably drive up in?
His own particular car, station wagon.
Okay,
but you want to know the name.
Yeah, I don't think of a personal car. Usually the
well,
chief,
yeah, well,
it's red. And
yeah,
white and all
he
that
has
red.
His own particular car.
You have a name for that?
No.
Or a chief's car or something like that?
No,
okay.
Just a car.
Okay. What about the type of truck that's designed specifically to pump water? I believe it carries water itself.
Well, I don't know the distinction between the different kinds of engines, but all of them are simply fire trucks or fire engines.
Just use fire trucks in general. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't call one a pumper truck, you don't
know?
Any name for the one with the long ladders?
All of them would be classified in the same situation.
A hook and ladder, right?